Hey guys, this episode of Viral is brought to you by our friends Nate. Nate is going to be running a competition where you guys have a chance to win a gift card worth of $100 to use on the Nate app. You can download the app using the link in the description. Make sure to download the app and enjoy the podcast.
Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast, Viral Podcast, featuring
Colty
and Reagan. Okay, I already have a good question to start off the bat with.
Yeah, definitely. What's up?
So the first night I remember with Ben, you, me, and Isabel, we were talking about just like who we are and just like we're just talking about ourselves. And you mentioned how you're a relationship guy. Mm. We said what was something that people don't know about you.
Yeah.
You said that you're a relationship guy. Yeah. So how has that progressed since being in the house?
I think LA has definitely finally taken its effect on me. And as you guys know, if you've watched, this part was not in any of the episodes, but we were hooked up to a polygraph tester. And basically that means we, you know, they'll find out if we're lying or not. And one of the questions was, am I a relationship guy? And I passed the test. I was a relationship guy. They asked a few questions similar to it just to make sure if I was telling the truth, which I was. And then as time went by, I realized I probably should not be one at all because they can very much distract you from your work. And on top of that, I feel like I just haven't had my fun, if you know what I mean. Like, I've been in a 2 relationship, then a 3 relationship. Maybe now it's just time to kind of mingle and talk to different girls and... yeah, kind of just switch it up and just live life. That's it.
Yeah.
Never thought that would actually happen, but it happened pretty fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like you do, like, when you bring people over, it's for the right reasons. Like, it's not, like, you said you were a fuckboy earlier. I don't think you're a fuckboy.
No.
Because you're not dating anyone.
I'm not dating anyone, and, like, for example, like, I won't do, like, one-night stands. I still, like, will never do that.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. If I don't have, like, a connection with them, like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, good. I'm the same way. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm an intimate person.
No, I'm the same way. Like, we both probably, you know, we both don't really maybe want a relationship at the moment. Maybe you do, yeah. Maybe you do, but, like, for me, for example, I don't necessarily want one, but, like... yeah, I'll see where things go, but, like, we'll have fun or whatever. And then if it does turn into something, then that's, like, cool. But if not, then, like, continue on with life. Like, that's it. Yeah. I'm not really looking one, I guess you could say, at the moment. I'm just kind of seeing what happens and seeing
whatever
who I meet.
Happens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's good. What is the most important thing you've learned while living in the Go House?
Most important thing that I've learned? For example, like, my mental health was really, really bad before this, and it's been, like, a problem in my life for a long time.
Yeah.
But one thing that I realized that just makes me feel way better, like, just way better, like, and I don't know, my mental health has been a lot better here, in my opinion, just because of the people I've been around, like, you and, like, the rest of the house. Like, I feel like we've all came super close, and we're just, you know, we're pretty close friends now.
Yeah.
And it just feels nice to be surrounded by people you could trust and that you enjoy your time with.
And that, like, want the best for you.
Yeah, like, for example, like, the last host I was in was pretty empty. And
Abel said the same thing, actually.
Sorry? Yeah, like, my mental health has probably been the best in this house. I didn't realize how long I've been in the States, but I'm actually pulling up on 9 months.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Time goes by really fast. But my time here in the house, like, my mental health has been way better just because of the people I've been around. Because before this, I was around a few toxic people, and a lot of people I was hanging out with were just not genuine or very kind, and they were, you know, pretty manipulative, and it affected my mental health greatly. So it's just been, you know, very nice to be around awesome people.
Yeah, people that care.
Yeah.
I would say what I've learned from being in the house is definitely about time management and, like, actually getting stuff done.
That is true. Yeah, I never really thought about that. That's a good one.
Because LA is very fast-paced, especially, like, just even in terms of, like, any other state I've ever been to or in Texas where I'm from, it's very fast-paced. You have to be on your shit, and LA will make or break you. It really will. Abel just said this, too, during his podcast, but... you're either going to get distracted and get into partying and, like, be that person, or you're going to, like, have your phase and then realize, like, that'll make you realize what's more important about being out here, and it's the connections.
Yeah, you couldn't be more right on that. You cannot be more right on that. I mean, I could definitely say that my time management became really bad for a period of time, especially in this house. I mean, I started going to the parties because I had zero connections in, you know, the business area, because nobody in Canada really does, you know, at least where I'm from in Canada, like, they don't do social media. There's no managers. There's nobody know like that knows about, you know, how to get a brand deal. Mm-hmm. So when I started meeting, you know, good connections through parties, started, you know, moving forward, which is great. And then I just got more and more connections. Now things are finally like moving forward because of the parties I've been going to. But on top of that, I've been meeting so many people that when a party happens, my phone's blowing up because I just know so many people now, like, to the point where
every day in LA.
Yeah. And you just get sucked right into it. Like, where I'm from, you party Friday and Saturday, maybe Thursday.
Same.
Here, no, there's a party Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. There is always something going on. And I got really bad FOMO. I hate missing out on things.
Yeah.
So there was weeks where I would probably go, like, to parties 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And it became really unhealthy. And I definitely have been gotten a little bit better over the last week and a half. I skipped on a party yesterday. I skipped on a few other parties before that this week.
King.
It's an improvement. Something big, but you seem pretty good though. Like, you've been doing a good job not going all the time. So good for you.
I definitely have. I think I realized, because my first like 2-3 months in LA, it was like drink every night and like just like I was just losing focus. And I didn't realize it until it started affecting like the way that I treated, not social media, but the way I treated my work. And my mindset started off with me just being like, I know what I need to get done. I'm coming to LA to get that done. And then I came to LA and like the opposite happening, me just kind of like drifting off from my passion and then like even quitting transitions and like, you know, which isn't a bad thing because I'm like going more into who I am. But at the same time, it's like, that's what made me and whatever. So I think like the second I realized that was the second that I was like, okay, it's time to, and I stopped like answering my parents as much and stuff like that. It like, it took a toll. The partying took a toll on literally everything.
No, I feel that entirely. I fell behind on so many things. And then when I had a little bit of free time, if I wasn't hungover,
you know. That's another thing, too.
Yeah, because, like,
you party. Like,
and
you
then you wake up and you feel, you don't feel, you miss, like, a lot of the next day as well. You wake up hungover, and then, like, you just can't get anything done. And then when you do feel good, it's like, oh, it's, like, 5 p.m., and there's a party coming up. It's time to get ready.
Exactly.
And then right back into it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's completely true. Do you feel like, as an influencer, you have impractical standards like put upon you?
Impractical standards.
Like, for example, I feel like I know I'm asking this question because someone asked it on live, but also, I feel like we could both speak on this because like YouTube comments, for example, like, people don't realize that we're human. And just
entirely.
Yeah, and literally, like, we have feelings. We're not robots, and so we're gonna mess up. We're gonna make mistakes.
Oh yeah, like, we're all human at the end of the day. We're like just everyone else. We may be influencers, but that doesn't mean we're any different than anyone else.
Yeah.
And some people tend to forget that, and 110%. They can become very nasty in the comment section to the point like it affects our mental health.
It's
like, they don't think. Yeah.
Too.
That's why, like, on my YouTube channel, like, most of the comments are, you know, are great comments, but you still get like a percentage where they're just extremely nasty. I've had death threats. I've had everything, and it hurts to, you know, read. Bless you. But and on top of that, like, for example, like the Go House, I've been having hella nasty comments about me, and people are just making assumptions, and they don't really know the full backstory behind anything, and it's unfortunate. Wishing they could see like exactly who we all are as a person besides that 15-20 minutes, you know, in a day.
Exactly.
Because they've painted me a certain way, which is unfortunate. And like the viewers just,
it sucks because it's like, you can't just say like, no, like, that's not.
Yeah. Like, they don't really, they don't really know.
Yeah, exactly.
For an example, I'm getting roasted for this whole box thing, saying like, it's a way for me to like, make the fans feel bad and vote me because I'm having nowhere to live. Yeah. So the one thing that's completely truthful, I would literally have nowhere to live. At the time, I do now. I have a place all lined up in about mid-July. But like before, I was living in the guest house. I was on a couch for 2 weeks, sharing a couch for 2 weeks. So, I mean, I probably would have found another spot living on a couch. It would have been a cardboard box. But I was making a joke in a serious situation because I didn't know where I was going to go. And the fact that they think
they
that...
They took that and just...
And said, yeah, like I wasn't trying to use that to get votes. Yeah. At the end of the day, if I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to like say anything negative. I'm not trying to like one up the guest host or anything.
Yeah.
But like my fans are on my TikTok account and on my YouTube account. I have 2.6 million on YouTube, 9.6 million on TikTok. My votes aren't going to come from me talking about a cardboard box on a channel with 29,000 exactly. subs. Thank you very much, guys. And to the ones that are not dropping hate, like, thank you. Love you guys. But just think twice about what you're commenting, because it goes for everyone in the house. And I've seen many people, you know, affected by the comments. And it hurts me to see that. It's just yeah. like, why so toxic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why you got to be so toxic?
Like, everyone to have to tell you to not read comments. Like, I should be able to, like, want... Because I am really bad about reading comments. I read, like, almost every single comment that I get. And so it's hard for, like, people to tell you, like, don't read comments. Like, just don't read it. Don't feed into it. Because it's like, why... Like, why should I not be able to read comments? Why can't people just be nice, you know?
Yeah. It's unfortunate. At the end of the day, there's always going to be haters. Yeah. And... You just got to look past that and just think about all the ones that are positive.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Do you have any plans for content this week, or what's your schedule looking like?
So, today's Friday. I have my own podcast to film. Okay, so I'll start with today. I actually do have plans. You can tell me yours right after. But
yeah.
Today's this podcast, right when I wake up. This podcast, and then we have filming from after this podcast to like 4 or 5, and then I have to film my own podcast, and then I have to film a YouTube video, and then I have to edit that all night, and then I have to post that right when I wake up in the morning, and then tomorrow I have to film another YouTube video, edit it during the day, post it on Sunday.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work, and that makes me think like
I have no free time.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, it's a full-on job.
It
entirely.
Is. Yeah.
And it makes me think about a comment that I received when, like, the last YouTube video, people found out that my TikTok account was deleted. And I was getting comments on my, like, my channels. And then I was, you know, I was a little bit upset, you know, about losing my channel, rightfully so. I've worked really hard to get to that point. And people were like, why don't you just get a real job? And, like, acting like we just, mm-hmm. you know, la-di-da. It's so easy. No, guys, it's a full-on job.
For some people, I will say, though, it's a full-on job when you treat it like a full-on job.
Yeah.
Because that, I think that's where people get a big misunderstanding on, like, social media not being a real job, is when they see the people that do just, like, the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And if, you are hardworking and you're really working for it, like, because, like, I could even say, like, for myself and for you, like, it is really hard to balance social media and then having a personal life outside of that in terms of, like, I'm trying to figure out what time today I'm going to be able to clean my room because the second I woke up, I, like, was, like, go, go, go. And then on top of that, like, I won't have time tonight because I have so much, like, filming to do and then editing. So it's like, if you're taking it seriously, it is a full-time job, 110%. And that's coming from someone who worked in 9-to-5 ever since they could. And, like, I worked at Buffalo Wild Wings for 3.5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've had some interesting jobs as well.
Yeah.
I would go door-to-door doing surveys for telemarketers. And that was interesting. I definitely helped with, like, my speaking skills, I guess, a little bit. And then I was a server. And then I was a mover as well. I helped people move, and I had to work with some interesting people with that. But, like, yeah, like, it's the same amount of work entirely. Some days are even longer with the social media stuff if you're actually getting stuff done.
Yeah. Yeah, 110%.
Waiting for some more comments.
Yeah. What's another, like, good question I could just ask you? What are, like, let's go through... This is just random as fuck, but someone commented it earlier. What do you think is everyone's best quality in the house?
That's a really good one.
Yeah, because I was trying to think of that, and I was like,
I mean, I feel like everyone's best quality is, like, their personalities. Like, I feel like literally, everyone's is their personality.
Yeah. Like,
everyone has a very different personality, but, like,
mm-hmm. they all
they're
like
very unique,
together.
And, like, I see why people, you know, like to watch them.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would definitely say that. And then, you know, there's some other things, like, for example, like, also, like, Kylie, like, she's very loud and enthusiastic to the point, like, you will, like, you know, you're gonna hear what she has to, say.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's really good, because, like, for example, TikTok, I'm more, like, for example, this podcast, I'm more chill. It's kind of, like, the way I speak. But when I'm on TikTok, if I spoke like this, not too many viewers are going to want to watch the video, and, like, people's attention span are very, you know, short. Mm-hmm. And you really have to get their attention the first 2 seconds, or else they're going to scroll. So I start being really loud when I do my voiceovers. Like, yeah. It's not exactly how I speak.
But you have to.
Yeah, and I think that's why Kylie's doing, you know, good with her account. She's a smaller TikToker, but, like, she's doing very well, because it's, like, she's people are like, what does she have to say?
Yeah.
Like, she's so loud. Like, what's she going on about? But, like, there's something, like, you know, there's, like, that. Like, those are some good qualities. Obviously, yeah. You guys are all good at dancing. I wish I could.
I'm not good at dancing.
I mean, compared to me, like, you're a fucking pro, so.
Yeah.
I wish I could do things like that. I can't.
Yeah. Who else?
Smitty and, like, Champagne. Like, he's hilarious.
People
like that. Yeah, like, they crack a joke. Like, I don't even know how they're just so funny all the time. They're just, like, a natural. They're just naturals at it.
I know. Like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Who else? Isabel's, like, naturally funny too.
Yeah, like, she has.
You're funny without trying. And we were just talking about the other day, but, like, yeah. You're funny because you don't, like, try to be funny. Like, you're just, like, you say things and it's like, that's funny, you know? And that's, like, a different type of funny, because, like, there's funny where, like, people, like, know that they're going to make people laugh. And then there's funny where, like, you're just being yourself and, like, not just being yourself, but you're, like, just saying something and everyone thinks it's hilarious. And you're like, what the fuck? Why are you laughing?
I feel like some of those moments are just me having blonde moments and I just don't know what's going on. I'm a very clueless person.
Yeah. But it's funny.
Yeah.
I guess this is a good question. How do you feel about the eviction? I kind of already know how you feel about the eviction.
Yeah, I'm chill. Like, I'm relaxed. I have a very good prediction, like, on what's going to happen. And for some reason, I'm going to hate on this too. And I don't mean this in any wrong way. Like, Missy and Jacob, like, you know, there's a lot of, like, love with them on the YouTube channel, which is great, which is awesome. I think they should have a lot of love. But at the end of the day, like, you know, it's a big part of the show. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I haven't brought too much to the actual YouTube show or YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'm on too many of the clips, or, like, I just don't
they
have as much.
You, like, your personality.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly. So, like, I don't bring as much to the table at all.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that the other day, too, because I feel like I haven't really been, like, in the videos, and especially after, like, everything that happened between Mitzi and I, it was like, I didn't, like, since there's not that many clips of me, I don't have, like, a chance to, other than, like, going live and, like, on my personal account and, like, people who, like, follow my spam and stuff.
Yeah.
The people on YouTube, like, don't see my progress, or they don't see, like, anything new, because, like, there's just not that many clips of me in there, which is okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not mad about that. But I was thinking about that the other day, is, like the last, what was it, last filming day? Wednesday, I wasn't in the video, other than, like, the conversation we had in my room when we did that. I wasn't in the videos at all, so yeah. I was just like, oh, like, you know, like, that few, like, 4 seconds of someone seeing us all laugh together could make a really big difference in what the comments say.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that.
And even the bad karma thing, whenever I said that in the YouTube video and I was like, oh, it must be bad karma. Like, you know that was a joke.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, yeah.
You know that was a joke. Because the whole entire segment was a joke. It wasn't, like, genuine. Like, it wasn't a genuine conversation. But people were still pointing that out in the YouTube video, saying, like, Reagan's such a bitch. She's like, she just said, like, he's sad. And she just said that it's because bad karma. And I'm like, no, like, we were literally... Like,
it's a joke.
Yeah, we were all joking.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like, some people just take things a little bit too literal.
Yeah, especially without knowing what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much always going on. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, and only 15, 20 minutes of that is, you know, shown on, you know, in a clip, in a YouTube video. Not to mention, like, we're going to try to be more fun or whatever in the YouTube video as well, because it's a YouTube video. It's like it's a show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like people got to think twice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could even speak for myself. Like, sometimes I say things before I think, which I've worked on. But, like, it's understandable. Like, I get it. And, like, you're just, like, they don't see everything, so they can only comment on what they do see. But at the same time, I think it's very important for people to realize that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. We are with each other 24/7. Maybe it's not the best idea to comment on a 5-second clip that you think you like. You already have like assumed all this stuff about. You
yeah,
know?
People jump to conclusions so
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I find it a little bit funny to read. I'm like, wait. Like, yeah. Really? You think that?
I know.
Like,
what? Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just random comments. What else? What was it? I just read a really good question. Oh, if you could save anyone in the house, who would it be other than yourself?
Oh, that's a really hard one. That's a hard one.
I know.
I feel like just because, like, me and Ace are, like, really close. We, like, we're always. Yeah, like, me and him, we're, like, we talk a lot. We get along. I don't know, like, we just really trust one another, and I would, like,
yeah,
hate to see Ace go.
Yeah, we're all, like, roommates, but not even just roommates, like, literal roommates, because we're all housemates, but yeah, so it's different, because you're with him all the time.
Yeah.
And he was also saying y'all know each other, like, the most.
Yeah, definitely, and, like, I've lived with other people, and I've had other roommates, and I know we've gotten along, but, like, me and Ace, like, it just works really well. We're both, like, very different people, but, like, it just works, like, I can't really explain. It's kind of like puzzle pieces. It just fits very perfectly.
Yeah.
How about you though? That's a hard one actually for you. Mm-hmm. That is a hard one.
I know. I'm not gonna answer because the comments. Well, I'm gonna answer, but let me explain it before people get on my head and get pissed off.
Yeah.
At me. I'm gonna say Smitty. Because yep. Isabel literally works her ass off every single day. She's so hardworking. Like, I know she has it in the bag.
That is a fact.
Yeah, I don't have to save her because, like, she's already saved herself.
Yeah.
I would save Smitty because
he has more of a higher chance of getting evicted.
Exactly, because he has a higher chance of getting evicted. And on top of that, he, like, has so much, like, he does a lot and he is hardworking, but he has so much, like, passion that people don't see. And he has so much, like, potential to just, like, take it even further. And I just feel like he needs an extra, like, kick in the butt because... Kick in the butt, that's a phrase. But kick in the butt because he, like, sometimes part of me feels like he does still, like, have that. Like, he is newer to L.A.
Yeah.
And, like, he wants to, like, party all the time and, like, do this and that. Whatever. But, I feel like it's going to be easier for him to get distracted because he's newer here. And so I feel like if I saved
rightfully
him,
so too.
Yeah. And I but feel like exactly because we all have literally been there and like I've talked to him about that, but, he has so much potential to like get out of that like headspace and get, and he,
no, definitely.
Like,
he's like a funny guy. He's got a big personality. Yeah, I could see him doing like really well on his own YouTube channel.
Exactly. Same.
I'm not sure if he's been making like any long format content, but I think his would go very well with his personality.
Same. I think it would do so good.
Yeah.
And I talk about that all the time, just with everyone in terms of like, he is gonna like flourish. It's just, I would save him because he has so much potential to like do it right now.
You know? And I could tell you were stressing when we play that Nerf game. I think out of everyone, including us guys, you were stressing the hardest because I think you like. I mean, my opinion too. Like, if he didn't win that challenge with the Nerf gun where he's shooting the cans, mm-hmm. I think like it would have been him or me. Like it would have been
110%.
Like, yeah. So he would have been on the chopping block.
Yeah, and it's like, for me, I was like.
You're like, still. Like Smitty, take it seriously.
Yeah, y'all were laughing and stuff, and I was like, "Fuck y'all, like, I'm stressed out."
That cracked me up. I seen you stressing.
But also saying that, I feel like if Smitty could save anyone, well, I mean, someone said that it wouldn't be me, but I don't know. It could. I don't know who else, because I consider Smitty like my best friend too.
Yeah,
you know, other than Isabel, like. In the house, like
yeah
he would be my best friend, you know.
Yeah,
even though we have something going on, just because like we're obviously like, you know, like whenever you're in a relationship with someone, like you want them to be your best friend too.
Oh, 100%, definitely. Yeah. So, that's usually the way like how it starts.
Yeah, exactly. if you had control over the evictions, how would you go about it? I would stop the evictions.
Yeah, just stop the evictions, please. And then we could be one giant happy family.
One giant content house.
Yeah.
Not even giant anymore, though.
I know. It's so empty right now, too, because so many people left to go home. Isabel's not home. Smee's not home. Ace isn't here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
This is, like, the most empty the house has ever been. And it makes me just think about, like, whoever the people are that, like, are near the end. That you know... like eventually there's gonna be like four, like, people, three people, feel? Like 2 people,
yeah,
and it's gonna feel so empty,
yeah, and just like alone.
I mean, I know once I get evicted, if like I can't say that for sure, but like I'm just doing math, like at the end of the day, I'm okay with it, but I mean, I'll definitely be coming over to visit everyone,
yeah, that's good, yeah. I know, I think like we definitely all will be hanging out after the house too, because none of us have bad blood with each other. We're all cool.
Yeah.
You know.
And I feel like we should like literally make this a thing so like we don't like all fall apart. We need to do something where we all like, if we're all in LA or whoever is in LA.
A reunion.
Yeah. And we have like a certain day where we have to do it like at least once a month.
It'd be so fun.
It would.
Like honestly.
Yeah. Cause I'd be really sad if this house ended and then everyone just kind of went their own ways and then no one ever spoke again.
Yeah.
Because, like, this is kind of, like, what I've loved about this host the most is just...
It's so interactive.
Making so many awesome, like, friendships.
Yeah, and it's motivating, too, because you're around a bunch of people who, like, not even, like, want to win the game show. I think at this point, for no one, except for maybe, like, one or two people, it's not about money. Like, it... 100... Like,
yeah.
I know I came in here...
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And Champagne and Smitty, because I've talked to them, didn't come in here thinking about money at all. It was... Or Isabel... We weren't thinking about money. It was like, we want this opportunity and the experience. And it's like a mansion in LA for free. And then like you meet a bunch of cool people who are doing the same thing as you. It's like, who wouldn't want to take that offer? Like the 15,000 just like wasn't.
Yeah. It's never crossed my mind. Like even once about like, you know, being here in the house.
Exactly. It's like, I want to be in the house to make that money on my own.
Yeah.
Rather than winning it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not saying I would mind winning it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. But at the same time, like it's not what I think about at all.
Yeah, and it's definitely been motivating to be in here too, because like they say you're like the 5 people that you're closest with is who you kind of become, and 100% agree with that, because like being around, you know, people in this house, I'm like now wanting to get into vlogs. Like I filmed 2. I don't know how they're going to like turn out at all, or maybe like they just aren't good. I need some practice.
Yeah.
But it's definitely motivating me to like try new things and push forward with becoming, you know, a bigger influencer. And like even like another example, like the 5 people that was around my first high school or like when I was younger, they were doing illegal activities, and I very much almost got sucked into all that stuff, and like it could have like ruined me. So yeah, I 100% agree with like the 5 people that you're around the most, or the people that you're around with the
make
most,
or
is,
break you.
Yeah, is exactly who you're gonna become.
Exactly, I agree with that too. Because all through high school, I surrounded myself with the worst people. We're about to get in high school experience, so get ready to tell yours.
But, yeah.
All through high school, I surrounded myself by the worst people ever, and I'm not, you know, growth and change, and like I wish the best for them. Can I say I've talked to them since high school? No. Am I going to talk to them since high school? No, because it put me at such a bad mental disposition to the point where like I was like sneaking out every night or every weekend, because at home it's a lot different than LA and you have parties like Friday and Saturday and that's it. But I was sneaking out all the time, and I was going behind my parents' backs, and I lost a lot of their trust, and just doing things that I should not have been doing. And I know everyone does it though, because it's like it's high school and like it happens, but I started a little bit earlier because I surrounded myself by like the bad kids, but like not even just the bad kids, like the older bad kids.
Oh,
so it was
no.
Like, and I was like this freshman in high school.
Yeah.
So bad.
That's wild.
Yeah, I hated high school, though. I ate lunch in my car and in the library every single day.
Aww.
Yeah, I say that a lot. But, like, it's okay because I'm glad that happened, because now I can look back and be like, well, no one really had my back in high school except for 1 or 2 people. I could count them on, like,
yeah, it's kind of, like, cool to look back on where you were and, like, now where, like, now what you've become and where you're at.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like... people are still like so confused that I'm an influencer, and like
same.
I'm like, you know, socializing, and like my job is where I gotta like talk to people, I gotta make videos and be loud, because like in my first 3 years, like I was one of the most quiet kids in my entire high school. I went to no dances, no parties, no events,
anything that like sounded a little bit like scary to me, I would just never go to it. I would probably be in one of the classrooms by myself doing like my homework just like trying to like, it took me a lot longer to like pick up on certain things, and I wanted good grades, which I did get.
Good.
But like, I was just the most quiet, boring kid ever. And I had like a few friends and that was it. And then I just had this one night where doesn't matter what I was doing, but I was doing something. And I just had a moment where I realized I'm missing out on the best like moments in my entire life. Like I should be making memories right now. I'm gonna become old and look back on those days and I'll be like, what was I doing? I should have been having
like
fun. I should have been like going to the dances and I have no stories, no nothing. I'm missing out on the best time of my life. So from that day forward, I told myself whatever it was, no matter how much it scared me, I would say yes to it. So I would go to like, I actually, a week later, my parents came up to me to like, your brother and sister, they hate the high school that they're in or that you guys are all in. Do you guys want to move and go to that high school? I said, yep, let's do it. Move high schools. I sign up, I join the football team. I don't even usually join sports. And I go to every single party and event that I hear about. And I'm not just saying this like to sound cocky, but like I wouldn't go to any event, like, you know, anything back in my last high school. Nobody even knew who I was. And to being like probably the most well-known person in my high school because I was the life of the party or every event. And that I was also surrounded by a lot of positive people because in my last high school I was made fun of for all my passions. Mm-hmm. And then this one, it was around a lot of other creative people. And that's when I was, you know, I was into photography and actually stopped photography while my last high school because I was made fun of it all the time.
That was me with YouTube when was I was that? A kid. Because I've done YouTube since fourth grade. And yeah. People used to play my videos like on the projector in front
of
the class
and
make fun of me.
That's
so
sad.
I stopped. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny now because it's like now I'm in a position where I get paid for doing that. And it's that's how it always works. It's always the people who like get made fun of.
Yeah. If you look at the people
love.
That probably made fun of your stuff.
Yeah.
They probably aren't very far like today.
Yeah.
They're definitely not nearly as far as you.
Yeah.
And it's been the same with me. Like I got into social media because the first thing I started doing was photography. And I did it all. I did like a lot of like wildlife photography. I'd be in swamps with like my giant camera 5-6 hours with like full camo to get pictures. And I would actually win like a handful of awards. And I had an Instagram account that I got to like 20-30K with my photography. And then I was just made fun of it so often every single day. The point I hated it so much to the point I just deleted my account and I just completely stopped. And then
same.
I did start again once I got back into my second high school. And then one thing led to another, did more content with myself. TikTok came along and then here we are in the Go House.
I know. It's so
insane. In LA in a giant mansion.
Yeah.
So crazy how fast things change.
Seriously. I even have like hometown friends that like were the people that made fun of me and like dropped me because I was in the like I hate to say this, but I was in like the popular like group like 7th and 8th grade, even though like I did do YouTube and people would make fun of me for it. I was still in that group because I was in the cheerleading team.
Yeah.
And then all those girls like just stopped talking to me and I was like, what's wrong with me, like what I do? And then they like would show up to class like watching my YouTube video right next to me and
laughing
at it, and it was just awkward.
Yeah.
And it's even more awkward because now like if someone watched my YouTube right next to me, like I would not give a fuck, and
I'd be
kind of happy about it because I'm like yeah, like a new viewer.
Yeah.
And like also like it wouldn't be in the same way as like whenever I'm first starting out and I don't have any subscribers and someone's watching it and I'm just like thinking like, oh no, like did I like say this weird, did I edit this weird, like are they laughing at me? But I have a hometown friend who was one of those people like in my little like popular group like cheerleader like I was super close to, and then just like dropped me from doing YouTube and like doing social media.
Yeah, that's
I was
pretty
a
sad. That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
you kind of learn who your real friends are, you know, like if they do that to you, they're just not genuine good friends.
Yeah, exactly. But she just asked to visit the Go House this weekend, so I thought that was really funny.
That is pretty funny. It's funny how things work.
I know.
But yeah, no, a lot of the people that used to make fun of me, like, just tease me, like, back in high school, like, I actually got I probably got about, like, 6 or 7 apology messages that were pretty long.
Yeah,
and that was,
too.
Like, nice to read.
Yeah.
And when I started, like, TikTok, I was in university, and everyone's like, why does he think he's so special? Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, this kid's at blah, blah, blah. And same. I got so much hate. My whole university was talking about me when I dropped out, when I tried to pursue it. And my name was flying around everywhere. I was hearing all these rumors about me that were just, you know, it was just really sad. And a lot of them were people I knew. But I just kind of blocked out the noise and, like, kept pushing forward.
Yeah.
And now look where we are.
I know. It's such a big difference.
Yeah, but I mean, great podcast. I don't know how to end this. Maybe you end it.
Okay. Thank y'all so much for watching. Make sure y'all like this video, comment, subscribe, all of that stuff. My personal channel is Reagan777 on YouTube if you want to subscribe to me.
And mine is Colty with two Y's for both TikTok and YouTube. And my IG is Colty1Y_. Trying to get that fixed.
Yeah. But thank y'all so much for watching. And we'll see y'all, or someone else will, in the next podcast.
All right. Peace out, guys.